NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? Radio Tuesday English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Yang Shan.
And I'm Liu Qi. Today is Monday, April 11th, the seventh week of this term.
Here is a roundup of the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
On April the 6th, Wang Lu came to CUC and gave a lecture at a television school.
The main form of our educational drama working room is to do experiments and play games, which requires less talk and more experiential learning.
An Fengshan, a spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council, said on March the 30th that the basis for cross-strait talks should not be damaged.
The basis for consultations and negotiations cannot be damaged. The two councils' authority in authorizing consultations and signing agreements should be maintained.
Greece has said it has made all necessary arrangements to implement a deal between the European Union and Turkey for the return of migrants.
We are at a satisfactory level of readiness so that the implementation of the agreement can begin on Monday. I can't say whether the other sides are ready, primarily the European side, on the level of the specialists they were supposed to send. In any case, on Monday, we are ready to proceed with the transfer of people to Turkey.
And comments on the vaccine incident in China.
By the event itself, the reaction of media this time also triggered a kind of controversy because, you know, during the whole fermentation process of the event, an article named The Pain of Vaccine, which can be translated into 疫苗之伤 in Chinese, played a sort of special role.
And this is Weekly Focus. Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On April the 6th, Wang Lu came to CUC and gave a lecture at a television school. Wang talked about her experiences of studying abroad, which appealed to the students a lot. What's more, she also delivered some useful instructions on how to apply for overseas universities. Through experiential learning, students got to know the basic conception and elements of educational drama. Our correspondent Liu Shixin was there. The atmosphere is really relaxing and harmonious. To better promote students' understanding of educational drama, Wang Lu interacted with the audience.
The main form of our educational drama working room is to do experiments and play games, which requires less talk and more experiential learning. All of you can just take it easy. So, let's relax both physically and mentally.
Now the lecture is finished. Let's hear about the feelings of a student.
Well, I think the lecture is really useful for us, especially for us students in Communication University of China and in TV school. We learned a lot of information of how to make TV shows. We also had a fun playing games. It was really interesting.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio. Thank you, Shixin. Wang Lu, Master in Art Education of Cambridge University, once went to Japan, Singapore, Brunei to take part in activities of educational drama. She is also a project leader of Ringshore Theatre Program of Cambridge University in 2016. As an expert in instructing students how to study abroad, she helped a large amount of students successfully apply for their dream schools.
On April the 9th, a special activity called Lotus Lantern Festival was held by the Piano Lake, organized by the Department of Nationality of the Students' Union of CUC. This activity was held to celebrate the Chinese traditional March 3rd festival, and the beautiful lanterns did add colors to both the campus and the students' life. Our correspondent Yang Shuang was there.
It is known that this activity is held to celebrate the March 3rd festival, but is there any other effect this activity is supposed to achieve?
三月三是许多个少数民族的一个
March 3rd, the day which is known as the festival for many minority nationalities. In order to celebrate it, many people will float lanterns. They integrated some fashionable elements into the traditional customs and held this activity. What's more, during this process, we let students to write down their own wishes or advice for our school on the lanterns. We want to help them to express themselves in this way. And also,bring some improvements to our campus life.
为大家带来一些生活中的改善。
This activity has attracted lots of students to come and take part in. For some of them, it even became a special and memorable experience.
今天正好赶上我的生日。
Today is my birthday, and when I saw pictures of this activity on the moments of WeChat, I felt it was so romantic, and I'd like to go and take part in it.And during the process of floating the lanterns, which happened unexpectedly, was that my lantern went out at first. But since it's my birthday, I just thank the wind for blowing my birthday candle.
安慰我自己啊，反正是我的生日，就当我吹了蜡烛吧。
In fact, this kind of activity is held on our campus for the first time. And how do students think of it?
我觉得这次活动
I think this activity is quite successful. On the one hand, it is very fresh and interesting to our students. On the other hand, it has attracted lots of people and brought some happiness. It did leave us with a good impression.
所以还是挺成功，挺棒的。
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Yang Shuang. By taking part in such an activity,Students can not only learn more about Chinese traditional cultures, but also enjoying a colorful campus life. More alike is expected.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Speaking on the cross-strait agreements, supervision draft lowered that authorities in Taiwan are now in the process of examining.An Fengshan, a spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council, said on March the 30th that the basis for cross-strait talks should not be damaged and that the mainland opposes any obstacles to developing ties.
我们已经多次表明
The basis for consultations and negotiations cannot be damaged. The two councils' authority in authorizing consultations and signing agreements should be maintained.
An Fengshan said that mainland China will resolutely oppose anything that damages the basis for consultations and negotiations between the two sides of the straits, interferes in or impedes relevant process or puts up man-made blocks on the development of ties.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama have met in Washington on the sideline of the 4th Nuclear Security Summit.The two agreed to continue to deepen cooperation in multiple areas. They also stressed their determination to work together to promote peace in light of the rising global terrorism threats.
As the largest developing country and the largest developed country, and also as the world's top two economies, China and the United States have growing responsibilities.For promoting world peace, stability, and prosperity. There are wide areas where we should and can work with each other.
The 90-minute meeting was the only bilateral meeting that Obama has arranged during the summit. During a meeting with South Korea President Park Geun-hye, Singh called for a dialogue to resolve what he called a predicament on the Korean Peninsula. He said China stands ready to make efforts in a constructive way.To resume dialogue within the framework of the six-party talks.
Okay, let's look at the international news. Greece has said it had made all necessary arrangements to implement a deal between the European Union and Turkey for the return of migrants. The deal will take effect on April the 4th, but it had been causing plenty of controversy with humanitarian aid organizations.
We are at a satisfactory level of readiness, so that implementation of the agreement can begin on Monday. I can't say whether the other sides are ready, primarily the European side, on the level of the specialists they were supposed to send. In any case, on Monday, we are ready to proceed with the transfer of people to Turkey.
Greek government spokesperson George Kyriakos said for migrants crisis that Greece are ready to proceed with the transfer of people to Turkey in any case. However, international humanitarian and organizations have criticized the deal, questioning its legality. They query whether Turkey can be considered a safe country to return to, and whether the asylum process will be carried out properly and fairly.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea's ambassador to the UN, So Xu Shiping, said the DPRK will pursue its nuclear and missile programs in defiance of the United States and its allies. He also denounced the large-scale U.S.-South Korea military exercise currently taking place.
If the United States continues, then we have to make the countermeasures also, as I told you. So we have to develop and make more nuclear deterrence.
The ambassador said that there was now a state of semi-war on the divided peninsula. He also said that the opportunity for denuclearization of the peninsula has now gone. In January, the DPRK conducted a fourth nuclear test, and a month later, it launched a long-range rocket. And on April 1st, the South Korean military said Pyongyang had fired a ground-to-air missile into eastern waters. The short-range missile was launched from the eastern region and flew about 100 kilometers.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minutes. On March the 31st, the IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde expresses her positive attitude towards Chinese currency policy and admitted the significant contribution it has on the global economy. When attending a news conference after a seminar on the international financial architecture in Paris, France.
Chinese companies are widely considered as the forerunner for the proposed high-speed railway project linking the Malaysia capital, Kuala Lumpur, and Singapore. A local media reported on April the 3rd, a series of recent investments by Chinese state-owned companies have helped to lay the ground for the bid for the 350 kilometers high-speed railway.
Anbang Insurance Group Incorporated has announced that it has abandoned its $14 billion bid for Starwood Hotels and Resorts Worldwide Incorporated. The Chinese company said in a statement released in the United States on Thursday that it would not proceed with a consortium, including JC Flowers Incorporated and Primavera Capital, to buy Starwood because of various market considerations.
Egypt has asked Cyprus to extradite a man held by Cypriot police on suspicion of hijacking an Egypt airplane on March the 29th and forcing it to land it at Sana'a. Cypriot Attorney General Costa Glenrice said on April the 2nd, Glenrice said Egypt's request to extradite Seif al-Din Mustafa will be examined after investigation into crimes on which Syrian authorities have jurisdiction are completed.
A recent policy change by top authorities means that people seeking higher ranks in technical and professional fields will no longer need to pass an English language test as part of the promotion process. The new policy, issued by the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, aimed at breaking down barriers in evaluating and promoting talented professionals.
Chinese Meteorological Authority on April the 1st continued to issue a blue alert, the lowest in the whole fire warning system, as rainstorms will hit most parts of the country's southern regions. Parts of Hunan, Jiangxi, Zhejiang Province, and Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region will see torrential rains, strong winds, or hail on Sunday, the National Meteorological Center said in a statement on its website.
Nice.
fresh sports news. The fans of Chinese male football team were left expecting to see their idols on World Cup after an amazing 2-0 victory against Qatar on Wednesday, which made the team into the final Asia qualifiers for the first time in the past 15 years. Guangzhou Evergrande's player Wang Bowen opened the scoring in the 58th minute, and Wu Lei made it 2-0 in the stoppage time, which helped China to get the vital 3 points to enter the final.
所以要感谢我的 I must express my gratitude to the whole team. I think they have performed regularly, and our national team does have some strength. With a 20-year-long development, we have witnessed rapid progress in football values and team strategies. I think today's win is just a regular success. We're convinced that the Chinese national football team will perform better and go further.
The head coach of Chinese soccer team, Gao Hongbo, will likely remain in his position after the thrilling match. The 15-year-old first took the place in 2009 and had some unforgettable triumphs during his reign, including 3-0 win over South Korea and 1-0 victory over France. But Gao was laid off in 2011 after China failed to get through the group stage in the Asian Cup. Forbes magazine has released their latest list of the highest paid retired athletes, and for the third straight year, Michael Jordan tops the chart. Meanwhile, Li Na earns the most among women, just 2 years after signing up a tennis record. It's been 13 years since Michael Jordan last games in the NBA, but almost two-thirds of the basketball shoes sold in the United States last year carry the name of Jordan. That's unbelievable. Chinese Basketball Association has just released a list of 23 players who have been invited to a training camp for the National 12-man Olympic team. In the real games, the Asian champion will face two-time dominating champion, USA, in the opening game. Good luck to China. That's all for sports. Let's move on to entertainment.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Entertainment. Stick to the channel and I bring you a terrific show tonight. Have you seen any odd rescue operations? A particular case of saving a goat hanging from the power lines by its horns became viral. The residents of a village near central Greece became witnesses of a strange picture that a goat got hanged from the power lines by its horns. The rescue operations lasted a while and the goat is now safe, but the mystery remains. How did the poor creature end up there? A woman who developed an eating disorder, which made her eat KFC for 3 years, has finally tried fruit for the first time after being quilled. His disorder meant she would frequently go without eating if she was away on school trips, and for the past 3 years, all she ate was KFC chicken. Thankfully, after an hour-long hypnotherapy session, she has finally been quilled, and now she's able to try new foods, including fruits, which she had never eaten before for years. But I guess there's one side who is not so happy with the outcome, and that is KFC. Can you explain a film in one short sentence? Well, some netizens can. A campaign called Explain a Film Plot Badly has gone viral recently. Let's see some of them. Titanic. Everyone tried Ice Bucket Challenge, Lord of the Rings, group spent 9 hours returning jewelry, Harry Potter, boy spent 7 years being a third wheel, Star Wars, talking rock convinces son to kill his dad, Forrest Gump, drug-addicted girl takes advantage of mentally challenged boy for 3 decades. I think they are all totally reasonable. Have you heard of the Banana Peel Challenge? If you are assuming what it could be, it's exactly what you think. You take a banana peel, put it on the floor, walk across it to see if you slip and fall. Now, teens across the country are participating in the latest internet challenge, which could lead to serious injuries, and consider the teens are videotaping themselves during the whole process. It adds even further insult to potential injury. Do you still want to have a try? For 30 years, sanitation worker Nelson Molina kept New York clean and in the process found beauty in other people's garbage, rescuing enough condemned items to fill a warehouse. On the second floor of a sanitation trunk depot in Eastern Harlem, he was amassed an astonishing collection of thousands of objects once trunked in the bin, but now lovingly cleaned and restored, although some could fetch a pretty mad penny. None of these items are on sale. Molina values his collection at $160,000 and calls it treasures in the trash, which makes me want to work as a cleaner in New York already. Does your cat have some special affection for boxes? Cupcake is a cat like that. She was brought to vet after someone bought a box of DVDs online and discovered that a cat was packed in with their purchase. Her owner had been frantically searching for their beloved cat, putting up posters in the local area, but not for 1 second, realizing that she had been accidentally posted to an address in West Sussex, more than 260 miles away. I don't think the cat will ever get close to a box in the rest of her life. Two Israeli agents operating in Germany had their cover blown by a suspicious retiree after their car became stuck in the mud by a northern canal. The armed agent with diplomatic status were there to monitor the delivery of a new German-built submarine bought by Israel. Police helped free their car from the mud and bills Israel for €1,263. Wow, is the retiree a member of Chaoyang District? Russian President Vladimir Putin recently left his wife of 30 years. Media tycoon Rupert Murdoch filing for divorce from Wen Dideng on June 13, 2015. Thus, the two are proved to be goldmine for tabloids across the world. But since it's true that Deng's romantic CV is always controversial, do you believe two of them do have relation? Or the US Weekly just created this joke few days before April Fool's Day? Recently, the vaccine event in Shandong province becomes a hot topic of the public. It triggers an extensive anxiety about the vaccine ejection and at the same time, a wide discussion about the problem of medical safety and the relevant supervision system. Our commentator Liu Qi and Wang Ruochen will comment on this issue.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's weekly commentary. I'm Wang Ruochen, and with me is the other commentator today, Liu Qi.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Recently, we're all very astonished at the lately broke out vaccine event in Shandong province, and according to the media, a batch of vaccines which worth over 570 million yuan have been transported to 18 provinces over the country without the necessary freezing process. So, how did you feel when you first heard about the news?
I think this is really, really bad. The authorities are somewhat slow reaction, and the potentially compromised vaccines could cause a lot of disability and death. China has seen several health and safety scandals in recent years. Isn't this a genocide?
Yeah, that's really a sad story. I felt very pitiful, especially when I heard about that the most of the victims of this crisis are young kids. You know, they're all physically young and their immune system is relatively weak, so this kind of unqualified vaccines will probably do a lot of harm to them, maybe later in their lives, but we don't know. So who do you think is the most to blame in this crisis this time?
I think the first one to blame is definitely the manufacturer of the problem vaccines. The criminal ring didn't care about the bottom line of moral and legal. They can do anything just for money. And I think this is really a bad thing.
Okay, well, that's very reasonable. The lack of consciousness and social responsibilities really settle. And as for me, I think there's also a big problem about our medical supervision system. You know, if the relevant department could find out the existing illegal manufacturing process just a little bit beforehand, this could have been prevented, but it just happened. So, yeah. So despite the event itself, the reaction of media this time also triggered a kind of controversy because, you know, during the whole fermentation process of the event, an article named The Pain of Vaccines, which can be translated into 疫苗之伤 in Chinese, played a sort of special role. So what do you think of the article and its consequent impact?
As for me, this article has, in some way, mislead the public consensus. In order to put fear into people, the article confused out-of-date vaccine and fake vaccine, which make vaccination highly dangerous. As a result, the public reject vaccination strongly. As a matter of fact, the regular production of vaccines is of poor low risk and of great significance to protect people's health.
Yeah, I agree. The ability of telling something right from wrong is, you know, very limited for the public. And if there isn't a timely clarification, the whole direction of consensus may just go to a relatively wrong way. So, to sum up, what's your opinion about what we can or should learn from the event?
Firstly, public confidence in China's health system and food safety region has been shaken by a number of scandals in recent years. I think it's a big issue for government to improve public trust in these two areas. I think they should pay more attention to publicity so as to guide the people correctly. Perfecting legislation, ensuring an impartial judicature, and strictly enforcing the law. I think China still has a long way to go to guarantee the Chinese people's safety.
That's where I agree with you. So thank you very much, Lucy, and thank you for being with us for this Times Weekly commentary. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you, Wang Ruoshen and Liu Qi. Here is the living tip. The central heating is going to be turned off. Remember to keep warm in the dormitory. This is the selecting news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and the scene from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Yang Shang, see you.
And I'm Liu Qi, see you.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。